This rally in Panama City is a consequence of a collapsed deal between a protest movement and the government. It aimed to reduce fuel prices in exchange for ending 2 weeks of demonstrations. But these people are calling for fresh action.
We, the National Coordinating Committee of Indigenous Peoples of Panama, call on the entire indigenous population to a national strike on Thursday.
The agreement was signed in Chiriquí province last week. It lowered the price of fuel by about a third in exchange for unblocking the Pan-American Highway, a crucial trade link. But protesters tore up the deal, saying paying less at the pump won't solve a cost-of-living crisis or end corruption. Banners like this are displayed across roads. This one calls for cheaper medicine and justice for the poor. The International Monetary Fund says recent figures show the economy is improving since the pandemic, but there is still a high rate of inequality. And the protests are having a direct impact on supermarket shelves.
Luckily we got tomatoes, but no onions. There is a problem. The one supermarket here that sells vegetables and fruit has practically closed.
As you can see, most of the stalls are closed early because they don't have anything to sell. Let's hope the government and leaders reach a solution soon.
Protesters say they will take to the streets until the prices of basic goods are reduced. But with markets struggling to stock up, Panama's 4.5 million people risk going hungry. Laura Burton-Manley, Al Jazeera.